This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes, it is. And modularity, that you can hook those things up any way you want to. Anywhere you want to hook them up to. It doesn't matter if you want to hook them up to tactical nylon or a belt or, more of the G-Code stuff. That's how modular they are. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Courtesy of what should be one of the things, I'm very disappointed this is not bigger. It is, it's huge. It's absolutely huge, but I'm disappointed this hasn't gone the full way, and I'm waiting on Trump to take full advantage of this. We have this WikiLeaks disclosure about Hillary Clinton's fondest dream, the America without borders. It was an amazing confession by pantsuit to Brazilian bankers of what the left desperately longs for, but avoid saying in public. If this huge gap had received a fraction of the media attention it merits, Clinton's campaign would be over. It would be done. It would be done. The polls would be so one-sided. Even the clueless, never-Trump Rich Lowry noticed it and its potentially poisonous ramifications for pantsuit. As an aside, you have to wonder why he and his other benighted friends in the not-never-Trump crowd, and George Will, Krauthammer, Goldberg, don't notice the terminal demographic problems that her sure pursuit of her dream will cause their future ideologically pure conservative presidential candidate. Whoever that is. Now, if the Trump team has the judgment and the guts and talent to give this gift from Clinton the full Lee Atwater treatment, the unpleasant consequences for open borders Hillary could be huge, even at this late date. Now, it goes without saying that America's Goebbels media has made no mention of this revelation, potentially the most momentous to date from WikiLeaks. So if the electorate is going to learn about this astounding dream of America's dissolution, Trump's campaign will have to hit her gas hard and plain and often. And the words are out of her mouth. Clinton will never again be able to credibly claim any intention to secure the nation's borders or to stop or even reduce the massive illegal invasion of America that will be the enduring legacy of the Obama years. No prior major party candidate for the American presidency has come close to expressing the goal of abolishing America's borders. More a nightmare than a dream to the overwhelming majority of Americans. 83%, according to Pew Research. We all know that in her vision of an America without borders, Clinton sees enduring one-party rule by the left, while America's corporate and banking elite envisions low labor costs forever. And we also know that middle and working class Americans see something else. They see the reality of what, you know, while everybody's looking at the optimum, this is the same thing that's happened in Europe. That's the same thing. What they see is the same thing that's happening in Europe. an America into which will flood entirely unscreened tens, eventually hundreds of millions of the more than 600 million inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere south of the Rio Grande, plus anyone who manages to get to any of those countries from the terrorist producing parts of the world. And from this massive flow, that is they who will bear the enormous downside: depressed wages, fewer jobs, overwhelmed public schools, exploding social welfare claims, more drugs, more gang warfare, more crime, and more acts of Islamic terror by Islamists for whom Mexico, Central America, and South America are only a cheap flight away. In short, most Americans see Hillary Clinton's dream of abolished borders, which is now tattooed on her forehead but covered by media makeup, as the abolition of this country. And Trump's campaign needs to help Hillary remove the makeup so her open borders tattoo can be seen in all of its ugliness. In turning his campaign spotlight on this huge new issue, there is much more for Trump to work with than the mere dream itself. From another speech, one of her infamous closed-door $225,000 Goldman Sachs payoffs, we learn Mrs. Clinton's further belief that those who favor limitations on immigration are un-American. That all those who don't share her dream of a nation without borders are un-American. So that means 83% of the Americans are un-American. Never before in an American presidential contest, certainly never before the post-World War II era, has such a damning dual revelation about the real views of a major party presidential candidate surfaced. First, on a position that puts her at odds with the overwhelming majority of the electorate on the central issue of the campaign. The second, that expresses more clearly than anything that she has ever said her contempt for her fellow citizens. Trump's managers and his ad writers need to get to work on Clinton's now in the open, undeniable desire to end America, and in her related belief that the vast majority of her countrymen are un-American because they prefer not to. Because here for the Trump campaign are some of the most electorally pertinent facts. September 30, 2015, the Pew Research poll, 83% of Americans believe that immigration should either be maintained at present levels, 34%, or decrease, 49%. Those numbers include the following breakdown as to who holds the deplorable view that immigration should be reduced from present levels: 67% Republicans, 33% Democrats. Pew did not ask, presumably, most of this 83% of Americans would also take at least slight offense to learn that Hillary Clinton considers them un-American, because that wasn't even a question then. But even if, and perhaps especially if, Trump got in some good jabs, his campaign needs to follow up hard and often. So out-of-control immigration is immensely unpopular across the country, especially in light of this latest bombshell disclosure about her deep longing for a hemispheric union. It's the issue that could still affect large portions of the electorate. And this brings Trump back to his beginnings. He surged dramatically into the lead for the Republican nomination and never looked back when he got clear, bold, and tough on securing America's borders. And as this race winds down, Hillary has revived this issue and served it up on a gold plate. And all that is left for the Trump campaign to do is to run with the gift. Hard, clear, tough, and often. And I don't know that we need to worry about seeing Hillary again until November the 8th. Or November the 9th, maybe. I don't know. You know, no more. She doesn't have to get out and do anything else. Her schedule till October 30th is clear. She's not doing anything. I've never heard of that before. I know they're measuring for drapes and everything in the Oval Office. I get this sense that's a bit premature, though. When we get back, we're going to explore one of the biggest lies I've ever heard a presidential candidate ask. This is Lock and Load.
security. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the Second Call Defense Completing the Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, modularity is also part of the difference. That's the thing about those. You can turn them into just about anything. I sometimes take mine and use them to bake with. They're just that modular. TacticalHolsters.com. Lots of, it's going to be a thing. It's always been a thing. Politicians just lie. They just lie. Hillary Clinton, though, I mean, she takes it to a whole other level. And I don't even know how that works. I don't even know how she gets away with it. Because at the... She said that she would not add a penny to the national debt. Now, I want to play devil's advocate. Let's just say that all of a sudden Congress and the president agreed in principle, put together legislation and all of this other stuff, and started working out how they were going to start to actually try to really, truly, physically reduce the national debt. All of that stuff is going to take time. And everything that they're going to put into play is not going to happen that day. It's not going to happen that month. It's not going to happen that year. It will begin at some point later. Along the way, they will pass continuing resolutions because they haven't had a budget in... I don't remember the last time they passed a budget. That's the first thing they would have to do is pass a budget. See, they'd have to pass a budget, and there would have to be reductions in spending in that budget. They would have to take in the same amount of tax revenue in order to have a surplus for that year, which could then be applied to the debt. Then we'd have to believe that they're going to take that money that they don't spend and apply it to the debt and not spend it on something else, which, I mean, that's like saying don't breathe. I mean, them coming out and saying, well, we're not going to spend no money. We'll apply it to the debt. Yeah, okay, there's another big lie for you. She said, I pay for everything I'm proposing. I did not add a penny to the national debt. I take that very seriously because I do think it's one of the issues we've got to come to grips with. She added that she's going where the money is and would increase taxes on wealthy individuals and corporations. She said there's no evidence whatsoever that doing this would slow growth, adding that the opposite would be the case. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget concluded in a paper in September that Clinton's plan would largely pay for her spending proposals but still raise the debt compared to current law. They also said the proposals would increase the national debt by $200 billion over 10 years. However, if revenue from Clinton's unspecified business tax reform is factored in, she would slightly lower deficits, the group found. She would add significantly less to the debt than Trump's plan would, according to the CRFB. The organization found that Trump would increase the debt by $5.3 trillion over 10 years. Didn't Obama increase it by $10 trillion over 8? I kind of thought so. Neither candidate has put forth plans to reduce the debt, which is projected to increase by $9 trillion over 10 years under current law. Now, here's the thing about increasing taxes on businesses. Businesses in the United States are not bound to the United States. One of the reasons that everything goes to China is because it's cheaper. It's cheaper. If you were to take all the money from all the big dogs, we're going to go out to the big dogs. You take all their money, you might finance the government for a month. Clinton knows that her pledge can never be fulfilled. Current deficits projected by 2026, the national debt will have increased by more than $9 trillion. Clinton's plan to raise taxes on the wealthy and reform business taxes is a non-starter in Congress. So the revenue side of her proposals are a moot point. Ain't going to happen. That's the other thing. She can, and that's the thing about all these presidential races, really, truly. They can get out there and, tell you all this stuff they're going to do, but then they got to make it happen with Congress, and some of these things just aren't going to happen. Clinton Clinton's wild spending plans would raise the debt even more than Trump's plan. That's because she will refuse to make the necessary adjustments to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And those big ticket items will grow the national debt all by themselves, along with massive increases in servicing the debt once the Fed starts jacking up interest rates, which is going to come. She won't cut pet Democratic programs. She won't cut entitlements. She will add ruinously expensive programs like college loan debt relief. She will cut defense to the detriment of our ability to defend ourselves, but not enough to make a dent in the debt. That money will go to other places. So her claim that she won't add a penny to the national debt makes me sort of giggle. And I like giggling, but I mean, I'm getting pretty sick of politics. I mean, right now it's beginning to look pretty good to go out and buy two shelter halves and find some place with no electricity and no nothing and maybe get a cane fishing pole and have my guns and my ammo and, you know, just sit around in my, you know, just sit around in my no technology Shangri-La, not hear nothing from nobody ever again. Of course, there's nothing like that around here, so. That means you got to stay and just deal with this stuff, right? In my zip code lives the YouTuber Such00, Don Porter. And Such, one day, Such had a break-in at his house. Now, Don is an excellent gun reviewer. He is an excellent presenter. His videos are so well made. But, and I didn't do this with him, but he decided to go into his house and clear it on his own. And thankfully, the people that had broken into his house were gone. But when we get back, we're going to talk about what happens if you come home or if you're at home and suddenly you figure out somebody that you didn't authorize to be there is also in your home. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be Comanche gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. Yeah.
Well, I know people that practice clearing drills, you know. Reality is that most people don't know what they're doing when it comes to that. The two scenarios that play out are coming home to a house that might have a stranger in it. Because, I mean, all of the stuff that I practice doing is not my house. It's just a house. And I always have somebody with me. So, anyway, you come home to a house that might have a stranger in it, or you're at home and someone breaks into it while you're there. So, looking at the first one, you come home, you open the garage door, and you realize that the inner door is standing wide open, or the front door is ajar as you walk up to it. The only other person that could possibly be in that house legally is standing right beside you. And you wonder, is someone in our home? Now, at this point, your best and safest play is to move away from the home and call the professionals, the police. Depending on what you want to do, okay? Now, the police, they clear houses. That's what they do. That's what they train for. This is a job they've taken on. Rob Pincus, some of you have heard of him. He runs ICE. He went to his sister's house only to realize squatters may have taken over the property. Now, Pincus has the skills and the training to go full commando on this stuff. But what did he do? He drove to the end of the block and he called the Denver PD, and they arrived and removed the squatters. And that was a smart play. You never know what or who you will meet in these circumstances. So why go from safely outside to putting yourself in danger? Second scenario is a bit different. Someone is breaking into your home while you're there. In this instance, what you should be doing is you should take up a defensive position, call 911, loudly inform the intruder that the police have been called and that you are armed and will use force if necessary. Then sit back and wait for the good guys with guns to arrive. If you have children in the house, there should be a plan in place to retrieve them whenever possible, and if not, they should be taught how to barricade themselves in their rooms until help arrives. That is a simple and safe way to handle the situation. Certainly, those are just two scenarios, but in the end, staying safe is all that matters. Staying out of the fray is the easiest way to do this. Now, that's nice. That's a nice way to put things, although we know certain scenarios turn out differently. But maintain that thought process, if you would, to get someplace where you can hole up and then get ready for them to come. And let them know that you're ready for them to come. And then, you know, let's see what happens. This year has brought, this year has killed something very near and dear to me. This year has killed my patients. My patients are dead. My patients have been beaten to death. I want 2016 to be dead. Die 2016. 2016 has been really stupid this year in every respect. From its stupid politics to the stupid pop culture to its stupid stupidity. Even the number 2016 is stupid. Just look at it. It's not even a prime number. It's divisible by four. So, how stupid is 2016, you may ask? Starting with The Walking Dead, a zombie show based entirely on the ideas that the characters will do stupid things and expose themselves to easily avoidable dangers. Look, there's some very slowly walking ghouls. We could either escape by walking away slightly more quickly or stand here talking about our feelings until they catch up with us and someone gets eaten. Let's go with option B because it's 2016 and everything is stupid. Some characters being baseball batted to death in the premiere episode, and we know it won't be the tiresome Carl because that would be awesome, and nothing awesome happens in 2016. This is as a result of the characters trying to go down one road and being blocked, then another road and being blocked, and then thinking, I know driving past the various roadblocks didn't work, so let's try walking through the woods while carrying a bad actress in the stretcher. Tactically solid, right? Besides talking about a stupid TV show, do you get the idea that I'm trying to avoid something even more massively stupid? If you do, then thankfully you're not stupid. This election is not only stupid on the surface, but it embodies a deep and enduring stupidity that will haunt our country and the world for generations. Looking at the candidates, without a doubt, Donald Trump, this should be put away. He's done some stupid stuff. He is out there, and I seem to be doing well in the polls, talking about the corruption of my opponent, the need for change, so let me get out my inaptly named smartphone and start tweeting. Any chubby beauty queens I can focus on for a while, maybe tussle with a Gold Star family I know. How about I tweet about how I hate puppies, especially golden retrievers, and how they are lightweight choker dogs. Dogs suck after all. Trump managed to beat 16 other GOP opponents, but only with the help of some serious stupidity. Jeb Bush was stupid. In a move that will put him in line for an admission to the stupid Hall of Fame, he decided what America needed was another Bush, except this time a snobby, jerky one who opposed all the things his party likes and who had given his opponent a freaking medal. Jeb gave Hillary a medal. Drink that in. Drink that in, step back, behold, in awe. A remarkable achievement in the field of stupidity. Back to Trump. I mean, you know, the guy's 70 years old. Sometimes he acts like he's 10. But his stupid is nothing compared to the stupidity of the people actually believing that this guy is anything more than a firewall against something exponentially worse. Okay? Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But then there's Hillary, a woman so stupid she's botched the Washington, D.C. bar exam that the zombies from The Walking Dead could pass. She has 99.99% of the reporters in America with their faces parked firmly in the seat of her pantsuit. She has every tycoon, robber baron, potentate, and ditzy Hollywood halfwit writing her giant checks. She has all of this, and Trump is still competitive. She cackles stupidly. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? Because you're stupid. Your policies are stupid, your ideas are stupid, and the hacky cliches that you offer up to your trained SEAL supporters are breathtakingly stupid. So, but what's really stupid, what's so mind-bogglingly stupid, is that, you know, this hasn't been decided already. We've got this woman who's committed espionage, and now she wants to do away with the borders, and still, it's only competitive? America, I beseech you, come back to the land of consciousness, please. It's a fine time to be awake, and 2017 is just around the corner. Just around the corner. Join me, would you? Could you? We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Last time on Firing Live, live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, retention, modularity. Can't break them with a hammer. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the DRGO, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. They referenced this. I talked a little bit about this. The liberal media thought they had the smoking gun. The most definitive portrait of U.S. gun ownership in two decades. But that report has gone unpublished. It was previewed to two media outlets known to be unfriendly to the idea of citizen gun owners. One was The Trace, which is a fake website. It's an anti-Second Amendment news website founded with the money of Bloomberg. And, that's what it's about. And therefore, don't expect a shake out of that one. The other one is The Guardian, a left-of-center British media organization. They're long established, considered to be somewhat respectable. So, let's focus on their reporting. This survey was also known as the Harvard Northeastern Study, said to be based on a quiz of nearly 4,000 Americans conducted online in 2015 by GFK. This is a market research company that purports to provide nationally representative panels of opt-in participants who are compensated to complete surveys on a variety of issues. Pay to talk, in other words. This sort of self-biasing study population makes drawing generalizable conclusions from the data impossible, basically. The Guardian discusses a number of specifics, saying they're drawing on the results from the study, reporting that the data indicate handgun ownership is increasing. One of the survey's architects is quoted, "The desire to own a gun for protection, there's a disconnect between that and the decreasing rates of lethal violence in this country. It isn't a response to actuarial reality." Now, for many who have acquired handguns for protection, there's no doubt quite a gap between that kind and the actual type. Assuming that finding is accurate, an increasing percentage of handgun ownership may indicate that more individuals exposed to danger, real danger, not statistical danger, may indeed be purchasing handguns. The Guardian seems to find significance in a communication from the authors that the ratio of handguns to long guns is increasing. If purchases of handguns exceed the purchase of long guns, and if people who previously owned handguns continue to do so, then indeed, and unremarkably, the ratio of handguns to long guns will increase. That's not like a news, you know, most people that own guns own handguns. Neither the survey report nor the Guardian draws a different obvious conclusion. Increasing handgun ownership could be causing a decrease in lethal violence. One of the survey architects is quoted as saying, American gun ownership is driven by increasing fearfulness. Once again, there's no access to the data, so you can't know what that statement was based upon. It sounds more like anti-firearms bias than an objective reading of the motives of gun owners. The Guardian readers might be excused for thinking that perhaps gun ownership is driven by reasonable motives. They wish to exercise constitutional rights. Maybe participate in a sport. Defend yourself and your family. Those who are so motivated might more fear the efforts of many in politics and academia to curtail Second Amendment rights. Then the Guardian quotes another researcher who praises the survey's quality. Perhaps the data were shared with him, but who knows? Sort of like judging a beer brewing contest when you're only allowed to smell the suds. We're told that some gun owners responded to the study with trepidation. The reluctance of many respondents to tell strangers conducting surveys about their gun ownership has long been noted. Evidently, Deb Azrael, the lead author of the unpublished study, must lead a sheltered life. She is quoted as saying, I don't know anybody who thinks or talks seriously about confiscating guns. Now, Mike Bazinet of the National Shooting Sports Foundation said per The Guardian that he would have to defer full comment until he could read the entire survey and its methodology. But he questioned why some results of the survey were being released before the full paper was published and said some of the results sounded implausible. Like this one. 3% of American gun owners own half the guns. Really? That seems way out of kilter there. On the surface, this survey sounds like part of the ongoing effort to minimize gun ownership to make more gun control seem politically achievable. So all in all, the interpretation being marketed about this survey appears aimed at eroding support for gun ownership by making it seem increasingly deviant. And that's sort of odd because gun ownership is a common, traditional, important, still growing part of life in and of America. Isn't it? Hey. As we go away one more time from the arbalest quarrel, we get this. Founders of our republic would find certain things out there promoted by both Clinton and Obama quite repugnant to the founders because they assert they know what's in the best interest for the American people. This is going back to the whole individual thing, you know. The notion of what's in the best interest of the American people is grounded in the ethical theory of utilitarianism, which looks at what is deemed to be in the best interest of society as a whole, as a collective. The problem with this notion is that's not what the founders were about. When they codified our rights and liberties, the founders of our republic emphasized the importance of the individual, not the collective. But that's against the law with Clinton and Obama. Because if they're going to create and implement policies grounded in notions of what is best for the collective, which is consistent with the principles of socialism and communism, then the needs and the interests of the individual cannot and must not be factored into the mix. It is through the natural, inalienable right and liberty codified in our Bill of Rights that the individual's needs and interests, not those of the collective, may be expressed, and may be expressed free from government control and interference. Obama and Clinton argue that the exercise of individual rights and liberties is archaic. We're expected to give up any pretense to this or any individual liberty. you or I must do so for the benefit of society as a whole, for the benefit of the collective. Obama and Clinton operate as if the whole Bill of Rights didn't exist. And similarly, they don't mention that ultimate power resides with the American people, because that fact is inconsistent with an imperial presidency. Through this notion of an imperial presidency, Obama sought to accumulate ever more power at the expense of the other two branches of government. He obliterates the suggestion that our Constitution is structured on the governing principle that ultimate power and authority resides in the American people, not in the federal government, and certainly not in one branch of government. Clinton's view of the imperial presidency would make Obama's look like it was from romper room. They have contempt for our rights and liberties. They don't think the Bill of Rights means anything. They have contempt for the separation of powers. You know, they have contempt for the fact that ultimate power and authority resides with us. So, their system, their ethical system, is utilitarian consequentialist, if you will, which our nation's founders never ascribed to. They don't respect our Constitution, our system of laws, our traditions, our culture, our history. They're both at heart globalists and internationalists, not nationalists. So, the whole fact that you exist and that you may want this and you may want that is inconsequential in their worldview. And it must be subverted for the good of the many. It sounds like a Star Trek line. The good of the many must outweigh the good of the few. Except that's only good on the Starship Enterprise. It was never meant to be part of our life. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. It has never been about gun control. It has always been about total control. Everybody have a good evening. This has been Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.